Hello, this is 5 minutes with Prophetess. Psalm 91, episode 238 to 38. And we're coming to the end of Psalm 91, verse 10b, which says, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. But we personalize Psalm 91. In this podcast, we've been personalizing Psalm 91. And I keep telling you, I'm not telling you to do what I'm not doing. I do it. I'm personalizing it. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. And plague means nega in Hebrew. Nega means blow. Blow, B-L-O-W. So neither shall any blow come near your body. This is what he's saying. Say amen. No blow, no blow, no blow. Blow on the head. Blow on the eye. On the nose. Sinuses. Glaucoma. Hey, it will not come nigh you. Liver disease, kidney disease, it is not your portion. Womb, fertility issue, it is not your portion. Do you believe it? He says, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. Oh, say amen. In the previous episode, I was talking about thinking and behaving as though you were the only sick person on the earth. That is when you'll be able to see God's word in coming to pass or manifesting in your life. You will see that all these things I'm saying are happening to you. Your freedom has come. Okay, now I want to just talk briefly about what you can do when you are sick, or when what God says that we should do. In Mark 16, it says, these signs will follow those that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. And then he also says, they will lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. You will lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. So this is the package God has for the person who is sick. And often, he is not even talking about the born-again believer. Because he said, you, the born-again believer, will minister to those who are sick. So when you see somebody who is sick, you're supposed to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And I'll come to what the believer is supposed to do. Because remember, we went to James, and James said, is any sick amongst you? He was not expecting anybody to be sick. He was not expecting the born-again believer, the new creation, to be sick. It's a contradiction. It's not supposed to be. So I'm saying this is not supposed to be. But we see it. Of course, we see it. And we see people who are not born again, who are on drugs. We see them as they are addicted to pornography, addicted to homosexuality, addicted to so many things. We see it. So does it mean that you should also walk in it? No. The perfect will of God, what God has in mind, is what I'm talking about. But we might see on this earth imperfections. We might see people who are victims. But you make sure that you are not part of it. Why should I add myself to the victims? I will add myself. I'll add myself to those that God has said are on his side. Which means that you are the one going to lay hands on the sick. And the sick will recover. Hallelujah. They will recover. And I remember a story about a man of God who said that he began to talk to God. The Holy Spirit began to talk to God and said, listen, there is something I'm seeing. I lay hands on people and they die. I don't know what is happening. I lay hands on people, they don't recover. And then God said, you lay hands on the sick. Mark 16 from verse 17. You lay hands on the sick and the sick shall recover. I said, but when I lay hands on the sick, they don't recover. He said, I said, you lay hands on the sick. He said that finally God gave me a stern one. He said, I say, you will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Then God said, listen, when I say something, I'm not joking. I mean what I say. So when I said, you will lay hands on the sick, he said, every single person you lay hands on, recovery comes to them. But the only thing is that some people are not able to take on the recovery. Anyone you lay hands on, recovery comes to them. But the only difference is that some people are not able to grasp, to take it, to grab it. Some people are not able to take, they do not know how to receive the recovery. And that is why it eludes them. That is why recovery has come, but the person dies. Recovery has come, but the person remains on the sick bed. Recovery has come, but the person remains in the pain. And so you see, I'm taking time to teach you on how all these things, because this is, some people are expecting magic, but it's not magic. It is the word of God that does all these miracles. And I go to Healing Jesus campaign, I see people who need healing and all that. And I know if only they can receive the word, that is where the recovery begins. That is where the miracle begins. So you will lay hands on the sick and what? They will recover. You bless, bye.